I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Mafia. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Catch every game, every shot, every second of March Madness, Thursday through Sunday on CBS and the Turner Networks, with coverage beginning each day at noon Eastern on CBS. So there you have it. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. 4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV insurance? They got that, too. Just go to geico.com. I'm hitting tons of games every night with all these conference tournaments going on. Now the NCAA's start in earnest tomorrow, all day Thursday, all day Friday. You got to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's the best month to do it of the year. Every game on the board every day, all the plays in the tournament, money lines and spreads, NBA, NHL, you get everything, boxing, MMA. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up now. You won't regret it for the tournament. All the way through to the championship. Ride the lightning. Don't forget Pharrell and the Bets tomorrow. Episode 177 of Pharrell and the Bets on iTunes drops at 6:30 Eastern. And it's a half-hour sports betting show. You can subscribe free and follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. And I think you'll dig it. It's got all my picks every day, all the action of the day on Pharrell on the Bets. It's also on WestwoodOnePodcast.com. So there you have it. Nathan in Tucson, Arizona, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, Mr. Pharrell, you and the crew. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's happening?
We're watching the game, and we were just in Vegas when you guys were at the fight in Dallas, and we couldn't make that one point in the line at all, so we backed it up a little bit, and we're enjoying it. We're jumping in the car in the morning, and we're off to Tulsa. We're going to take the points in our ASU Sun Devils against Buffalo. We're going to the game.
I'm sure they'll get points in that game. Buffalo's a good team. I'm sure they'll be favored. Obviously, what are they, the six?
So yeah, we're figuring 5.5 or 6 or something like that. But you know, Sun Devils, I think they'll play. I think they're going to play. Anyway, we're going to go. There's about 6 of us going to jump in the car in the morning. We're going to go.
Awesome. Have a good time. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice, fun drive for them. It's going to be an even longer one home when Buffalo whacks the Sun Devils in Tulsa on Friday.
So Carver High leading up with the nice. It should be an enjoyable trip and until you have to come home.
Hope you guys really enjoy the drive there, because the drive home, not going to be as good.
It's going to be a long one through the plains.
Maybe a little Arizona to Tulsa drive.
Maybe a little Arizona to Tulsa. Then a little, maybe a weather system going through there.
Anything can happen in that part of the country.
I got to tell you, man, St. John's looks terrible tonight. I mean, to the point of, like, people have to be saying, what's the deal with Mullen? I mean, honestly, they look so terrible.
Well, this is his first time getting them back in the tournament. Look, they didn't deserve to be in the tournament. Honestly, like, I don't think any of these teams did. This is the worst year ever for these bubble teams. They all suck. All of them do. They're not good teams. We've had years where, like, really good teams were kind of left out. Like, not this year. Like, they put bad teams in. That simple. Do you think Temple was any good last night?
No.
Those were your last four in. St. John's, Arizona State, Temple, and Belmont. They weren't that good.
Terrible.
Even some of the other ones that are in there, when you look at teams like Ohio State and Ole Miss.
I don't think they deserve,
like,
to
there's
be
a lot of
them.
You're like, how the hell did they get in with this, the record that they have? And even some, they get like 8 and 9 seeds. It's like, why are they even in here? But the bubble was so weak that they just had to let some of these teams that were like 7 and 11 in their conference get into the NCAA tournament.
Eddie in Columbus, you're on the bench.
Hey, Uncle Vicelli, what's going on, man?
Hey, Eddie. Man. What's happening? No, you're the man.
Hey, check this out. I got the Buckeyes in the Sweet 16. I mean, we got a favorable matchup, I think, against those Big 12 champ Iowa State Cyclones. You think we can take out the Cougars after they get through their matchup? I mean, am I crazy if the Buckeyes can go to the Sweet 16 and then lose to Kentucky?
Yeah, I think that you're going to be very disappointed in how things turn out with your big plan there to go to the Sweet 16.
That's another one who's putting the cart before the horse, you know, talking about Kentucky losing to Kentucky, losing to this. Let me just tell you, Ohio State's going to have their hands full with a really good Iowa State team.
Right.
I like that Iowa State team. I think they're going to beat Ohio State. Love them in that game.
I actually took Ohio State with the spread in that game. I think they'll be in that game. I think it'll be a good game. I like Iowa State to win as well, though, but I think Ohio State will keep it close.
I mean, you've seen them a bunch this year playing Indiana and stuff. I mean, they're not a good team.
They're not.
They're going to lose.
I mean, they could easily not be in the tournament with their pathetic 19-14 record. I mean, honestly. Matt in Massachusetts.
Scotty, what's happening?
Hey.
Can I get a tall beverage from the Forella Pub, please?
Get him a gigantic beverage of choice. Call the show. Talk about the tournament games Thursday and Friday. What are you waiting for, you femmes? Anyway, go ahead, Matt.
First of all, thanks for being real all the time. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Listen, I am so fed up with the Celtics. They are so damn unlikable. I have never seen a team that I have watched this season that makes me want to go root for another team. And here's one thing I wanted to mention real quick. Marcus Smart, what the hell are you doing? I mean, come on, man. We need you at a time like this. We're running out of bodies, and you get thrown out of a game of this importance? Give me a break.
Calm down, Matt. You'll be all right. It was, you know, like, what is it, March 20th? Like, who cares? Like, who cares? I mean, honestly, it was they lost in Philly. They blew a lead. Who cares? Smart got thrown out of the game. Whatever. Carver High, is it true that the only thing that matters to these players, literally in teams and franchises, the NBA playoffs? That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. I mean, the season is useless.
I mean, these games are meaningless. That guy acted like it was the game 7 of the NBA Finals and Smart got thrown out of it. It's you know, Wednesday night, March 20th. Who cares? It was a tough loss, whatever. The Celtics have owned the 76ers. In fact, I thought they owned them in this game. They blew it, right? I mean, they were kicking their ass, and they laid down and died. They should have won the game. They blew it, if you ask me.
St. John's had got it back to single digits for a moment there before those couple free throws.
But now here they are turning it over again. Just the guy
see,
just like,
just...
did you just see that guy throw that ball out of bounds? What are you doing, bro?
And not just that, I've seen at least three or
did
four
you see,
times.
There's Mullen on the bench dropping an F-bomb. Like, what are you doing? That was the worst turnover I've ever seen in my life right there.
There's been like four times I've seen them get down to the other end, get a guy wide open underneath the basket, and he misses the layup.
Trust me, they're losing this game. They suck. They can't do anything right. They can't. All they do is turn it over and chuck bombs that are all bricks. They don't do anything right. This team is not well coached. I hate to tell you. Look at them. They're a mess. And one of their best players throws the ball out of bounds. Did you see him throw that ball out of bounds? There was no one even there. What was he doing?
And why is Mullen on the bench all quiet right now? Like, if your team's getting their ass like this and making these dumb plays, why aren't you up there yelling? Why aren't you freaking out like Hurley?
Nothing. Like, because he knows they're toast. I mean, what are they waiting for, too? Do you realize there's 6:44 left in this game? What are you waiting for? You think you're going to get a lot of possession? They need to start shooting and scoring. You know what? I have seen them turn the ball over so many times in this second half. Like, just, and look, they get another rebound, two missed free throws, and then they'll go down. And I would no more trust this Clark guy with the ball than Fly. He just threw it away. Why would you give him the ball? They did it again. Are you kidding me? Are you watching this? This is the worst team I've ever seen in my life. What are they doing? They are pathetic. Oh, and then they turn it over again. This is unbelievable. Is this happening? I mean, how atrocious is this team?
They're awful.
Doesn't everybody that works here cheers for St. John's and Syracuse?
I heard a couple of them out there earlier.
They're not cheering now.
Well before the game started, saying that they had them going to the Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah, Sweet 16.
I said, I've got them going home tonight. They're going home tonight.
Yeah, they're coming back here tonight, and they're going to start recruiting. He's a great recruiter. You got to be good. This game's over. They never, every time they have the ball, they turn it over. It's unbelievable to me. I've never seen, this is like, you know, a tournament game. Aren't you supposed to play your, like, best ball in these types of games? How about, like, just turning it over every time you go down the floor? And then they just gave up a three ball. I mean, this game's over. It's so over. It's not even funny. Show me. Did you look at the number in this game? Like, what they I have this stupid – I don't want the game cast. I want the box score. I want to see now how many turnovers they got. They got 15 turnovers. Then again, Arizona State has 16. They're both sloppy as hell. They can't make a shot. That's it. Here's the headlines. St. John's can't shoot, and they turn the ball every other time down the floor. They suck. It should be the headline. St. John sucks, and here's why they lost. That's all there is to it. So which high seeds are on upset watch? You got Yale, LSU. A lot of people think Yale's going to win. Look at them turn it over again. I mean, is this happening? I'm going to vomit. I can't even watch this team play. They're so bad. They cannot hit a shot, and they can't hold on to the ball. I mean, they are pathetic.
This looks more like a CIT game than an NCAA game.
This is one of our league games out at the Pharrell Ballers League.
This is a disgrace.
It's like rec league basketball is what this is. Oregon and Wisconsin. Do you really consider that a high seed upset alert? Wisconsin's a 5 seed. Do you think they should be a 5 seed because of Ethan Happ?
Well, look, they are what they are. And, right now the Ducks are – aren't the Ducks a 1-point favorite in the game as a 12? I saw it a couple books. So,
I could look it up.
I love the Ducks in that game. But what worries me is this is like the thing a couple months ago with
Don't
the
trust
Chiefs.
Them.
It seems like the whole entire world is picking the Ducks in this game.
Oh, the Oregon. Oh, it's the same thing. You got one of those deals going.
Remember with the Chief Colt game where it's like everybody's picking them? I feel the same way.
That's a problem. So the Oregon, and it's actually Wisconsin's favored by 2.
It's moving back and forth, the line.
It opened as they were laying 1.5. Now it's 2. Oregon's getting points in that game. Pete in Illinois, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, man.
Look, great show. I've been listening. I'm a Virginia fan living in Illinois, and I've been thinking about the ACC having 3 number ones. And it looks like, again, everybody talks about Duke being the 3 phenoms. And in fact, like 4 of their top players are, I think, top 10 recruits
right
this year. I see Mafia down on Virginia because of how they played against Florida State. And I understand that. Honestly, I don't think they weren't playing with their full, mojo. They're looking toward the tournament, the big tournament, not the little tournament. They won the little tournament last year.
Okay, so let me remind you. Is he talking about the Virginia Cavaliers? Like, are you kidding me, dude? You lost to a number 16 last year. What is this mojo you're talking about? Are they store it in a freezer? What mojo? They lost to the first team to ever lose to a 16 last year, okay? They have no mojo. But I won't deny they can shoot and play defense. But you cannot trust that team ever because of what they've done in the past. Fail miserably. That's just all there is to it. Last year was so embarrassing, apparently nobody wants to talk about it. Well, I'm willing to. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so St. John's down 64-57 with 3:41 left. I just feel like at some point or another they've waited, far too long to do their press and their big comeback, and they had too many bad possessions and just too many second-half turnovers where they just didn't get a shot off or have a good trip down the floor. I just don't see how you can win a game like this when you let the other team just melt the clock, and then every time you have it, you turn it over or take a crappy shot. I really don't. I just don't see how you can win.
Gonna get the ball back here.
They got
again.
It back again, but they never convert off of these
steals.
It's
like they get to this 6 or 7 mark, and then they give 4 or 5 back every time.
See, they never make the shot. Have you noticed this? Every time they get it on a steal, they miss the shot. They're terrible. They're not converting the turnovers into buckets. In fact, they're wasting time every time they get a turnover. They go down and pass it around and then take a terrible chunk 3. It's embarrassing, man.
No, they have 15 offensive rebounds that they haven't converted.
There's another steal. Now watch. They won't score. Watch how they don't score. Here we go. Mac in Columbus.
Hey, Pharrell, pour me a tall one, please.
Can we get him a beverage? This is unbelievable. The Pharrella Pub is flowing the night before the NCAAs.
That's what I'm trying to do, Pharrell. Get warmed up for tomorrow night, man. Pirates at 9:40.
I believe it.
It hurts me to see St. John's screwing the pooch tonight. But, I'll give the Pirates a little mojo for me, please, Pharrell, and tell me what you think about what their shot is. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking them in the game. I actually like them. Mafia, do you like your boys to win this first game?
I love them against Wofford. I think they could even beat Kentucky in the second round because they've done that before already this year. I know Kentucky's different than they were early in the year. But I think that they came on strong at the right time. They struggled at times against some of the crappier teams in the Big East. But, I mean, the last 2 weeks, beating Marquette twice, beating Villanova once, and taking them down to the wire in the Big East championship game, I think they got what they need to do and got – you know, motivated and together at the right time right now and have a chance of doing something this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that game. It's tomorrow night at 9:40 in Jacksonville. I think that Wofford-Seton Hall game is going to be crazy. So now this kid, Simon's at the line. He can make it a five-point game. Is that accurate? He bricked. I mean, this is...
Could have, but...
I've never seen anything like the opportunity that Arizona State has opened the door for just success every minute of this game, and St. John's has puked every time.
56% from the free throw line tonight, St. John's.
I mean, they're so horrible. Like, look at this guy shooting free throws. He's a disaster.
Oh, actually, 53% now after those misses.
I mean, just a disaster. That's the game right there. You missed both those free throws. That was it. Dwight in Dallas on the ticket.
Scott Pharrell, the baddest man in show business. Hey, go ahead and pour you, Mafia, Carbohydrate. Y'all got drinks on me tonight.
There you go. We got it all happening here.
Hey, real quick. I'm really getting tired of these drama queens throwing my quarterback under the bus. I'm still a fan just like you, Scotty. And I'm going to tell you something. Bell, it's like this here. He can't even add or subtract. Okay, the Steelers twice were willing to give him way more money than the Jets would. Offered him, okay? All that dude all he did was get hurt or got suspended. Between 2014 and 2016, he missed almost about 20 games, which is almost a third of the time he was there. So, you got to show some kind of accountability if you're going to throw people up under the bus. And I'm really getting tired of that, man. As far as AB goes, he is a social media drama queen. Okay, we're gonna see how good it is for him in Oakland with that bad offensive line. David Carr's been sacked 100 times over the past 4 or 5 years. We're gonna see how good it is, man. I think my Steelers are gonna be better than what people think, you know. And I'm gonna hang up and listen.
All right, well, you know, there's not much to add to that. I listen.
And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team.
I mean, listen, as far as Bell, I would agree with you about his injuries and, you know, missing a lot of big games. That all very much happened, so we know that. But this whole bit about him slamming the Steelers, and he basically said, and I heard him say this stuff, it was, it's just craziness, right? He said, the organization wants to win. Tomlin wants to win. Ben wants to win. But Ben wants to win his way, and that's tough to play with. Ben won a Super Bowl, but he won when he was younger. Now he's at this stage where he tries to control everything, and the team let him get there. So if I'm mad at a player and I'm not throwing him the ball, if I'm not throwing AB the ball and I'm giving Juju all the shine or Jesse or Vance or whoever it is, and you know consciously you're making your other receiver mad, but you don't care, it's hard to win that way. And then what did he say? Like the other stuff's even better where he talked about, he went off on this, bit about how he is unable to play music and unable to be himself. And he's not able to, do the things in life that he wants to do because the Steelers, did you read the stuff that they want you to be football all the time?
They don't want you getting involved in video games or all this other stuff. It's just football and that's it.
Well, how do you feel about that? You're a professional football player. Should you be playing Fortnite or should you be getting ready for the game?
I guess Bell wants to play Fortnite.
I mean, is this not what he said? He said, like, I just want to party and have fun and live life.
And they want you to only focus on football.
Do you think the Patriots are playing video games and having fun and going to the sock hop? Going to the
during football season, I would gather no.
No, making rap videos, going jet skiing, going to the strip club. What do you think?
Probably not.
This guy must. No wonder he never won anything because
he's
a clown. I mean, just a clown. I mean, the guy. I think he's a great player that, you know, never played in big games, never won anything. Got a ton of money. That was not good enough for him either. And then on the way out the door, he's still talking bad about him. I mean, he can't even leave without just going on to his next gig. He's still living in Pittsburgh. He's playing for the Jets now, but he's talking about the Steelers all day. Says he never had any fun there. Didn't get to play any video games or make any rap videos.
Very upsetting.
Doesn't like the white quarterback. That's what in Portuguese, that's what that means. Hates that white quarterback that won those Super Bowls. That was a long time ago he won those Super Bowls. That's what he's saying, like one of these guys. You mean the guy that won the two Super Bowls that you don't have any Super Bowl wins? You mean that guy? The guy that won the two? That's like saying Eli Manning. He got his two Super Bowl rings, didn't he? You think they're going to take those away from him? Who did he beat in those Super Bowls? Tom Brady, both times, right? You think anyone's ever going to forget that? No. Simple as that. I just, shut up, dude. Move on. Go play for the Jets. Start crying about them because I'm sure it won't take long once you realize you play for that suck team. I mean, honestly, they suck worse than anybody. They're worse than the Raiders at the end of the day, aren't they? At least the Raiders have a bunch of Lombardis. Thank God the Jets got the one with Joe Namath. Otherwise, they'd have nothing in this town at all. I mean, they would really be like broke D. I mean, honestly, like homeless. That's their history.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, what happened now? Tell me this story. This is crazy. By the way, Arizona State won 74-65. Nice job by St. John's. I think they actually think that right now it looks as though Chris Mullin's done such a great job with this team that they actually believe it's halftime right now. They think that because they seem like they still got a shot in this one. The game just ended, but I think they think it's halftime. The way they play, I've never seen a dumber basketball team in my life. I mean, they play the dumbest basketball I've ever seen. Passing, turnovers, missed free throws. Like, they missed half their free throws. They made, like, I mean, literally, like, 5 threes the whole game. They shot 100.
And let me tell you, Arizona State, they're lucky they were playing St. John's.
They're just as bad.
They weren't that great either. They were playing any of these other teams, they would have been in a lot of trouble tonight.
So that's Arizona State's first NCAA win since 09. So Bobby Hurley doing a good job in Tempe? Do you think he's doing a good job, or do you think they barely got in?
I think they barely got in. I still think there's some building to be done there.
Do you think he did a better job at Buffalo than he did at Tempe?
Well, Buffalo is a very hard job, to win at. Now, Nate Oates has taken over for Hurley at Buffalo and has taken the team to heights that Hurley did not get them to. So, I mean, winning last year against Arizona, now this year they're a sixth seed. So Oates is, kind of taking what Hurley did there and kind of ran it even further. And now how about Hurley gets to play his old team, Buffalo, on
Friday. His brother, our boy Danny Hurley, was there supporting his brother tonight. Honestly, though, I just have to say again for the 50th time, St. John's was the worst performance I think I've ever seen in any kind of tournament game of any magnitude. Not even the Maui Classic have I seen anybody choke that bad and just play so poorly and just turn the ball over and miss shots. I mean, they were clank city. Absolutely clank city. Now, Ponce had 25, Figueroa 19. Lost 5 straight NCAA tournament games. Their last one in 2000. St. John's has hit a new low. I mean, they just go. Now when they go, they lose. That's all they do, right? They flat out lose. Now, if I were Bobby Hurley, they're really celebrating and everything, getting excited. I thought they looked terrible, too, to be honest with you. You should take a really good look at that film of how bad his team is. But I'll give them this. They shot better than St. John's. St. John's, 31% from the floor, 25% from downtown, 8 of 31 from 3, and a pathetic 56% from the line. They had 11 steals. That kept them in the game. 16 turnovers. How about Arizona State, 21 turnovers? It's just crazy, right? So now Arizona State will play Buffalo in Tulsa. We heard about that, right? Friday? Is that when they play on Friday? We'll see what happens. I think Buffalo is better than Arizona State. Do you think Arizona State will beat Buffalo Mafia? Or do you think the Buffalo Bulls will handle their business and beat their old coach, Bobby Hurley?
I'm actually taking Arizona State as one of my upsets in that one. I know that people are going to bag on them for what they had this year. They didn't do a good job. I don't think they were a great team this year at all. They barely got in. But Buffalo, I'm kind of shaky on. I know that they got all that hype in the beginning and how great they were doing. And then they were still getting wins in that conference. But there were a lot of games in the middle of that season where they really had to work for it and barely beat some of these teams that they should have shellacked. So I think playing a bigger team like Arizona State, I think they might have trouble and lose that game. That's one of the upsets I'm taking.
Does anybody know what happened with Frank Howard, the Syracuse player, the senior guard? He had a 28-point performance against Duke in the ACC tournament, but he's been suspended indefinitely, a violation of the department policy in athletics. Obviously, did something wrong. Can you believe that that kid's not playing Frank Howard for Syracuse? How much do you think that affects their game against Baylor?
Well, there was the drama when they played Duke in the ACC tournament where it looked like he tried to trip Zion and missed.
That's the guy?
That's the guy. So they're not saying what it is, whether it's that or something that he did off the court. It's either way.
It can't be that. They didn't even throw him out of the game for that. He didn't get anything for that. Right?
No, the refs missed it, but everybody that was broadcasting the game and said analyzing it, like, really highlighted afterwards that this guy's back in the first game back. Someone's trying to take him
out. And then Howard said he didn't do it, and then Boeheim said everybody's an idiot. That's he thinks everybody's an idiot that brings it up and that they're disloyal.
Really a disloyal person, and a few other things I could add, but I'm not going to go there.
But you'll go anywhere else, won't you? Coach, he just got off the hook on driving over that guy he killed on the freeway. They let him off on that one. How about that? Anybody else, you think they get let off that quickly?
Apparently it was smoking the marijuana was for Howard.
Oh, it was for smoking dope?
That's not official, though.
Allegedly? You got a little alleged reefer smoking situation?
Allegedly.
There? Awesome.
Some sources have heard from multiple sources.
Now I heard today, did I not hear today that after all that hubbubaloo that Cuomo in New York's not going to allow reefer? I heard they turned it down. They're not going to allow recreational use of marijuana in New York. Fail. You know what they said they're going to do? They're going to make the money selling on the taxes on second homes. So, you know, the rich people that buy like a beach house down the shore, they're going to get them there instead of making money on selling reefer. Growing reefer in the state of New York.
So instead of making all the money they could on taxing online gambling and marijuana, they're going to do that instead.
That's what they're going to do instead. And who buys second homes?
Just the rich.
That's it.
Most people in New York can barely afford one home with the taxes that they have.
Most people in New York can't even afford the rent, let alone own. Dylan in Oregon.
Hey. So Oregon went on that 8-game win streak to end the season. They're 12 seed playing Wisconsin at the 5. That's right. Always dangerous. What are you thinking, man?
Well, I don't buy into all that, those seedings and the 5-12 and all these, you know, trends of the past and all this and that. It's simple. To me, it's two teams playing. And if you ask me, Oregon's playing better basketball right now than Wisconsin is. If Oregon can stop or at least contain Ethan Happ in some capacity, keep him, I would think, under, you know, 20 points. If that guy has 16, 17 points, that's fine. You start letting him have 20 to 30 points and dominate an NCAA tournament game, Oregon will lose. If they contain him, keep him under 20, do a good job defending everybody else, I don't think, frankly, Wisconsin has a lot of guys that put the ball in the hole. They got one guy that scores a lot, if you ask me, and that's Happ. Shut him down. Contain him, and then shut everybody else down, Oregon wins the game. That's what I say. And they're playing pretty confident basketball right now, so call about any game Thursday or Friday, 855-212-4227. Do you think Bob Kraft's getting off? What'd you think of D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell's performance last night? That guy is going off lately. Harden 57 tonight, but lost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.